T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If I had to describe one person whose curiosity runs wild, it would be Michael Phillips from the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Phillips joins us now on the BetQL guest line presented by the BetQL Network. Wagertainment for every fan, morning, afternoon, and night. Get sports betting tips from the best in the game. Streaming now on Odyssey. Mike, quiet couple days for you, huh? Not much happening down in Richmond?
Nobody more excited for this holiday than me. Because I know this. We're talking about, sometimes you have like sports stories. Sports stories don't take holidays. We know that. Like guys get cut on Easter and Christmas, like all that. But we're talking about a political story. You know, I'm assuming that's why I'm on your fine program here. Politicians take holidays off, and I appreciate that. So once we get to Saturday, phones off, we're good, be at the pool, life's grand.
All right, we're talking with Mike Phillips, Commanders reporter and sports editor for the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Philly, you've been all over this story all along, okay? Yep. We all know the Commanders want a new stadium. We all know that the two municipalities in play at this point are where the existing stadium is at FedEx Field in Landover, Maryland, and a new potential stadium in Virginia somewhere. I want to get to where we are in the vote and everything, but I want to start with your reporting this morning that outside of the Woodbridge facility that they may have an option agreement in place with, there's also now this Loudoun County facility.
So we got 5 sites on the board, JP. You know, we're down to the final 5. One is not in Virginia. Overall, one is the FedEx site. That's the only site in play in Maryland. You know, what about National Harbor? National Harbor is not on the board anymore. It's just FedEx in Maryland. Number 2 is the RFK site. Of course, that's considered very unlikely. The 3rd unlikely site is the Dumfries site in Virginia. That one seems to be off the board, but not totally. But fading against the other two. Then your 2 that we're talking about this week, one, the Woodbridge site right off of 95. They released the drawings on that. And then the other one, the Loudoun Quarry. I think people like that site, but it's going to be pricey. That's a piece of land a lot of people want for a lot of reasons. It's an expensive area of the world. Now, you don't get nice things without paying for them, but that is potentially a big issue here is, you're competing against a lot of developers that want that land for a lot of different reasons.
The question I asked, $100 million for the Woodbridge site, per se. How much do you think that site will cost right there in Loudoun? Because you're talking about a rock quarry. You're talking about a ton of data centers, and I know data centers make more money than stadiums make, by far. You know, what would the price be for that land there?
You know, I would struggle to make an educated guess, but it would certainly be measured in the hundreds of millions of dollars, certainly when you consider the amount of land available in Loudoun County on the Silver Line is trending pretty close to zero at this point. You know, all the major sites have been gobbled up by the Amazons of the world, the Northrop Grummans of the world. That's a hot place to be right now. So I think they understand that that's an extremely valuable piece of land. I think it's a really cool one, too, because you fill in the quarry with a lake. You get a lake to build around. You guys have been to SoFi Stadium out in L.A., kind of same concept there. It's a cool site. I think it really is an appealing one in a lot of ways. But this is one where even if Dan comes in with a blank check, it's totally possible they go another direction with it, too. So it's not a given by any stretch.
Who approves or is in charge of selling the Loudoun County site? Like, is it just the landholder, or does that stuff have to get approved by Loudoun County residents, Loudoun County government? What is that process?
Sure. So the sale itself is strictly done by the quarry company. The people who've been taking the rocks out of there for years, they're the ones who own the land. They would sell it. Now you got to rezone it, and you got to rezone it with permission of the county. You know, they've been doing it for kind of a mixed use neighborhood retail kind of situation. And I'm actually unclear if that has passed at this point or is still pending. There was a big fight over it like 7 years ago. But the momentum seems to be towards making it happen if it's not. But you're correct that would require another phase of wrangling of getting the approval to say, hey, this is a piece of land we can put a stadium on.
How legitimate is this possibility? You said there's not enough land out in Ashburn, right? Out in Loudoun County. What about they own the land they're on at the practice facility? Could you envision some sort of land swap as part of to sweeten the deal?
Sure. So, you know, they're going to vacate that facility, in almost all of these scenarios. Really, the only scenario where they still practice in Ashburn is an RFK scenario where they only get a green light to build a stadium, nothing else. They don't get to build a facility or retail or anything like that.
You think so they would definitely abandon the Ashburn facility if they get the green light, if they get FedEx Field rebuilt?
Yes. My understanding is they want all of it under one roof. They want the headquarters building, which you saw, you know, what was it, compressed timber? I forget the exact name. That kind of design style. The retail, because in their mind, having the year-round action drives why restaurants want to be there, why bars want to set up there. You think about that's 20 training camp practices, that's a draft night parties, that's more availability to OTAs, players, things like that. You need the practice facility there to drive the commercial interest that comes along with it.
Okay, I get that. Let's talk about where this thing is in the Virginia State Legislature. We had Chap Peterson on earlier today. Obviously, Chap has been clear about his position, that he is no longer in support of a new stadium in Virginia. Your boots on the ground in the capital of the Commonwealth, where do you think this thing's going?
Man, so, for our D.C. and Maryland friends, we'll catch up with the quick civics lesson. Virginia's legislature does not convene year-round. It's a part-time legislature. So their last meeting of the year is next Wednesday, June 1st. And, they may be there for a couple days. But when they adjourn, they don't sit down in those chairs again until next January. So, you think about, like, normal legislative process, you say, hey, we're still haggling over this thing. We'll come back. We'll get it in July. We'll get it in August. It does not work that way in Virginia. You got one shot at this here. This is the last chance for the year. Now, this thing had broad bipartisan support last time we checked in February. There was haggling over the details, certainly. There was $1 billion on the table at one point. There's now $350 million at one point. But, it was voted on in both the House and the Senate and approved. Pending, these final details. The final details are here. It's been a rough 4 months for the franchise. You can't sugarcoat that.
Sure.
It's been a rough 4 months. So is that enough to flip that many votes, though? In the Senate, it was 32-8 last time around. Obviously, Chet Peterson is one of the 32. He's not anymore. It's still a lot of defections you need to get this thing to a no.
This morning when Chap was on with the Junkies, he said it was down to, I want to believe he said 26-14. Is that a more recent vote?
And they work off of whip counts, and they got people keeping score and all that. So I don't know specifically where we stand now. I would note 26-14 still a win, unless he was saying it was the other way. It's a Republican House, Republican governor, Democratic Senate, or Democrats in the Senate. So that's another thing here. It's got to be bipartisan to pass. In the past, we've seen Virginia's they pride themselves on being pro-business. We're number one for business, all that. The question is, are they going to consider this an economic development opportunity, a business opportunity? They don't turn those down in Virginia. Or is this a referendum on Dan Snyder? And it's been a rough few months for Dan Snyder on top of a rough 22 years for Dan Snyder.
Well, I think after listening to Chap this morning, I really believe that it's kind of a referendum. And I believe that all the negative press is affecting a lot of people from really wanting to go along with it.
You know, it's such a easy thing to, you know, be for things and to be for economic development and all that. But Dan Snyder's a toxic brand at the moment. And if you vote to subsidize Dan Snyder, you've written a line in you know, your opponent's ads against you in the next election. He's extremely unpopular. Now, the NFL is extremely popular. Pro right. sports are very popular. Economic development, super popular. You look at this, it's retail, amphitheaters, dining, convention centers, like hotels. Like, these are all things that are enormously popular. It does seem the one holdup at the moment is Dan Snyder.
Do you buy the project's viability became a popular term? Let's say they put this thing in Woodbridge, and let's say they're able to build all the stuff they want. Do you think it turns that into a destination?
Well, you know, I don't want to insult our fine listeners in Woodbridge, because yeah, I shop at the IKEA just like many people. But you know, what you have to note is Prince William County, you know, Southern Prince William County does not have the entertainment options that the rest of the metro area has. They don't have a National Harbor. They don't have, you know, even a downtown Reston. They don't have the museums and everything like that. You know, what's once you get on 95 and you're past Alexandria, what's the defining feature that you can think of? I mean, I think for a lot of people, it's the IKEA, it's the Marine Museum at Quantico. Like, there's not a lot going on there. So I think in the sense of providing entertainment options to that region, this is a viable project if you build it and don't put a football team there, because this is an area that you know, needs those sort of options.
Yeah, Fredericksburg has more stuff going on right now.
Fredericksburg has every chain yeah. restaurant in the world. That much I'm confident in.
Full collection.
Philly, it's crazy it's gotten to this. We have a legitimate time deadline here. Chap told us we're at the two-minute warning. And I have a feeling this gets done, but I wonder if the money's enough. Because the easiest thing to do to wrangle a couple more votes is say, listen, I'll still say yes, but I'm not going to 350. I'll say 325. And another sure. senator says, all right, I'll go 275. Are they giving them enough money to get this thing done?
Yeah, so you know, let's break apart the things we've learned this week, because I do think we've learned a lot of things this week. It's a $3 billion project. Of that, $1 billion is the stadium itself. So, you know, that's on the lower end of current stadiums, but it's still, you know, it's a big number.
Yeah,
but
real you know, quick, you look at, real quick.
Yeah.
The renderings of a really cool-looking see-through burgundy stadium.
Yes.
We believe we're going to get that built for $1 billion, and it's a low end?
Not in this area.
Right. So, you know, I'm just going off of the numbers on the sheet of paper here that we've learned this week. So okay. we can quibble on those details. So you've got $2 billion of the project that's retail, other development, convention center. Dan doesn't have to cut the check for those parts of the project. You know, you can bring in developers, you can bring in housing groups and, you know, WeWork and office, you know, giant companies to do that. So that's not a check he'll have to cut. Obviously, he's fully on the hook for the stadium as the 100% owner of the Washington Commanders. That, you know, if it's a $1 billion stadium, if he can get it done for $1 billion, you get 350 estate support. You get Prince William County to kick in a little. The NFL kicks in $200 million. You know, it's still a big check. What are we at? You know, $350 million the other way now, but that's an achievable number. That's something yeah, he could do.
They want to build a dome stadium.
It will be a dome stadium.
That's
yes,
not that's you're not correct. Building that for $1 billion in this area. I don't care if it's Prince yeah. William County.
You know. I'm still of the belief this thing's going to pass.
I don't care if it's Fauquier County. You're not getting that thing built for $1 billion.
It's a little bit like talking about this Jaguars game. You know, like the schedule came out. It's like, you know, first thing I'm on whatever podcast or whatever. Is what if they lose to the Jaguars? That would be terrible. I'm like, well, yes, that would absolutely be a cataclysmic thing. But they're also not going to lose to the Jaguars. It's not a thing that's going to happen. You can tee that up for freezing cold takes here in 6 months or whatever. But you know, Virginia's known for its reputation of being pro-business, getting development done. You know, I think it would be a stunning upset, and it would be a major setback if it lost. I still think they find a way to get it done, even if it's a reduced number. But to your point, yeah, you know, it, these things always come in way more than you say they're going to.
Talking with Mike Phillips, Richmond Times-Dispatch. You can give him a follow on Twitter at Michael P. RTD. It's a great Twitter follow. I am a Michael P. RTD follower. Does it? It seems this way to me that the Commanders want to be in Virginia because Maryland's got $400 million on the table already, and they're still song and dancing away with the state of Virginia. The fact that Ron Rivera just tweeted out a rendering of the new practice facility saying how excited he was, I can't imagine that was on accident or just coincidental that the head coach and probably the of the public figures over there that are in leadership, he's got by far the highest Q rating.
Oh, yeah.
They are pushing, for me as an observer, it looks like they are very much pushing to get into the Commonwealth and get out of FedEx Field. Do you see it the same way?
I absolutely do see it the same way. And I think that, you know, this is a franchise that has taken a massive hit in its fan base over the last decade. You know, we don't have to pretend that's not true. You're looking at the Ravens really eating into a big share of the Maryland crowd. And, I mean, you look no further than the attendance at FedEx Field on Sundays. Marylanders are not showing up to watch Commanders football. They're just not. Every Sunday, that place is mostly empty, mostly visiting fans. What makes you think that the only thing holding them back from doing that is the stadium? I don't think so. I think, to me, you're far better off. I know there are Maryland fans. I know they make themselves heard on Twitter all the time. You're abandoning us, blah, blah, blah. I think Maryland's abandoned the Commanders to a large extent. I think you're far better off planting the flag in Virginia, planting the flag where, you know, you've got access to a fan base that I think would be much more responsive and receptive to the product.
But you think about it, though. You got a lot of people in Maryland and D.C. don't like going to Virginia. So if you think that way, you're going to lose a lot of fans. You're already losing fans. That's the last thing you want to do. Yeah, I think a lot of people in Virginia would travel anywhere. They're not going to the games either.
Maryland is a Ravens state right now. And I don't know. That could change. You know, Super Bowl would change that, obviously. But I don't see that changing in the short term.
Perhaps you're right. But I think we need to start being honest about this. If people say they're going to lose Maryland, they're going to lose the city also. The city and Maryland tend to go together in these things. And whether it should be or not, there's an actual geographical border that is a factor in this stuff.
That damn bridge.
Yeah.
I just think if you're in fan retention mode, we need to stop and ask, how many fans are there to retain right now? Like, you're in fan retention mode when you're selling out games and you're coming to the stadium discussion. You say, we need to make sure all these people who love us are taken care of. You're not in fan retention mode because you don't have fans. You're in fan acquisition mode, and you don't appear to be acquiring them in the space you're in.
I agree with that for sure, Philly. I think the move to Virginia is the evolution of this fan base, but I think it's overly simplistic to suggest they go to Virginia, it solves their attendance issue.
That's not going to happen.
Listen, the people that call in, I would say Chap Peterson is a prime example of people, whether they live in Fairfax, Loudoun, PG, Montgomery, wherever they live, that have just said, to hell with it, I'm not dealing with them anymore.
It's a fan base that's in triage, and to me, the answer is to grow new, younger fans. That there's a lost generation in there. And, you know, JP, you know this. It's everybody younger than us, and you know, who's going through grade school right now, that this is a lost generation. They didn't grow up Redskins fans. They don't connect with it. They didn't go to enough games. They didn't have enough great memories. You know, in the same way, this is a Capitals generation, and I think, you know, to a lesser extent, a Nationals generation. Like, you hang on to those fans you make when they're young forever.
Sure.
And there are people who will forever watch, you know, the Capitals because they lived through the Ovechkin Cup. I'm one of them. And there are people who will forever watch the Burgundy and Gold on Sundays because they lived through Rigo and they lived through all those great moments. But you lost a whole generation. And you know, we can debate the causes of that, but the reality is, you're probably not going to win them back. They're probably too old to win back. I think you got to start fresh in a lot of ways.
I don't think you're wrong. Where are they ending up?
My chips have been firmly on Virginia from the get go.
No. You gave us five locations, sir. Now you have to divvy up between your five locations.
Oh, you want me to divvy it up inside of Virginia?
And why do you think they're done with Dumfries? Just because everybody really I honestly think
didn't Dumfries the one that just came out?
I think they floated Dumfries to make Woodbridge sound better, honestly.
Dumfries is the one that just came out the other day.
Now it's Woodbridge.
Where in Woodbridge?
They're calling it Woodbridge.
Next to the IKEA.
All right, go ahead, Philly. Who's your horse in the Commonwealth?
Look, Loudon's the best pick. It is. It's on the Metro. It's a cool spot. There's cool corporate action there. If you're telling me right now, make a prediction though. You know, it's going to take a lot of cash to make that happen. All those numbers we just talked about go up when you build in Loudon on a rock quarry. I just don't think there's enough money behind it to make that happen. So I think I'd have to pick Woodbridge if you're making me pick inside of Virginia right now.
I think there's legitimate, and this is anecdotal evidence, but in my opinion, I think there's legitimate support in Prince William County and in Woodbridge to get this done because, like you said, they don't have a ton of developments like this. I don't think Loudon County wants it, frankly.
I think there's portions of Loudon County that enjoy tranquil horse country Loudon and are trying to preserve and protect that level of Loudon that most certainly has disappeared, but you're right that if you took it to a vote in Loudon County, you would definitely fare better taking it to a vote in Prince William County,
sure.
Certainly in the Woodbridge area. I fully agree with that. Mm.
Philly, we appreciate your time, man. I'm sure you're busy as hell. Everybody give him a follow, at Michael P. RTD. I'll be on the phone with you probably as soon as I'm off the air.
Looking forward to it. Catch you guys later.
Thank you, man. Take care. That's our dear friend, Michael Phillips. Make sure you follow him on Twitter. It's a good one. We have Peter Rosenberg joining us at 1:30, and we're going to hear again. You guys got to hear this interview.
I'll find out from Peter what he thinks about all this.
Yes, we do, sir, with Virginia State Senator Chap Peterson.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.